Zok the Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Erevin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Shayara, suppose I'm part of a caravan, and we're traveling together, now we're resting, Shechansa, this Shayara rested, Bevika, in a valley. It's a valley of open fields, which is a Carmelis, as we discussed earlier. It's not a Rishus HaYachid, it's not surrounded by Mechitzes, but it's also not a Rishus HaRabbit. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis. But I'm going to be here on Shabbos, and I want to be able to carry. I want to share my kugel with my friend. My friend wants to share his cake with me. So you want to set up kind of temporary mechitzas over here, before Shabbos. V'hikifuah, so they surrounded it, b'klei behema, with the different kelim that were used for the behema, like the saddles or different things, and they made this kind of barricade. Even though there are openings, there are like gaps between one of the kelim and the other, it's hard to mamish jam them together like a wall, but that's not a problem. Mitaltalim b'saicha, you can still carry in this special shayara that's surrounded by these mechitzas, these makeshift mechitzas. Ubalvad, provided, she gadir, that my fence that I made over here, gavaya asara tvachim, should be high at least 10 tvachim, below you piratzais, and I shouldn't have the open parts, yaseiris more so alabinyin than the parts that have been built. The word piritza means broken open. Pritzus is the opposite of tznius. Melech poiretz geder, that means a king is allowed to break through and go straight, doesn't have to go around. In the stories, we refer to the landowner sometimes as the poritz. That was a way of explaining he did whatever he wanted. Didn't ask any questions, he had no gedarim. So, again, I have this caravan. Quickly before Shabbos, I'm taking the kelim from the behemah and trying to make mechitzas out of them. But there are gaps, there are openings. Even if the openings are narrower than 10 tefachim, but I have to measure over here how much wall do I have and how much opening do I have. And if I have more open space than I have closed spaces, then it's not a mechitza. And if I have more open spaces than I have closed spaces, in other words, parutz, the open part, meruba la'im, it is more than the places that are closed, you can't carry even when you're next to the closed places. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Kal pirtza, any opening, she ke'er amais, which is 10 amais, teres is mutter. Neshi ke'pesach, because that's considered like a doorway. If you have a doorway, that's not called a breach in the mechitza. Yasser mekem, but if it's wider than 10 amais, aser it's aser. In other words, if you have one gap that is wider than 10 amais, the whole mechitza is not good. Even if I were now to measure around and around, I would have more closed space than open space, but if you have one area that is more than 10 amos wide, this mechitza does not work for us. This is considered too much of a break in one area of a mechitza. So again, let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. We have a caravan that is traveling, we're in a valley, we're in a Carmelis. You're not allowed to carry here midrabana, because it's really not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. But it's still not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So we put up a makeshift mechitza, we use the kelim, like the saddles from the animals, but it's not completely closed. Well, you can carry inside, if you put up these mechitzas before Shabbos, but the gather has to be at least high 10 tefachim, and if you add up all the little gaps, it can't be more than the parts that are closed. And also, you can't have, in one place, an opening which is more than 10 amais.